So next is the incomprehensible, holy, transcendent Lord of all. So while there exists a bridge between creator and creature, an overlapping identity, especially between God and humans, as his image-bearing creatures, the more proper starting place for understanding God in his incomprehensible holiness, that is his transcendence. So that there isn't, that we're not so far removed from God that he's a completely other, but he builds in us his image. By us existing, we declare his glory even just from us existing. And that's a special relationship that he did at the beginning. It's not what the animals have. It's not what the plants have. It's not what the planets or stars have. It's a special creature that he's made and has that relationship with us because of that image-bearing nature.
Yeah, yeah. And he uses Job here to kind of, confirm what he's trying to get at here. And we should probably say at this point, this particular chapter is full of quotes from Scripture. I mean, it is, filled with scriptural quotes. And we will only, touch the surface in terms of some of these various scriptural quotes. But yeah, this one is full of what Scripture has to say about God and man. So what about this transcendence? Well, Job 11, 7 through 9 says, can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. Right? So this is kind of God belongs to a different order of being than we do.
Right. Right?
He is other.
And so how is the writer of Job expressing this? He's expressing this in pretty much the biggest thing that is known at the time, which is creation, the world. Right. It's not saying like, if you take a particle of atom here and you turn it here and over here and you set them infinite number of ways, or if you think of a hotel that has infinite number of rooms. No, he's using this concept of, heavens are high above us. What's above that? I don't know, but that's the quality of difference between us and God. And yeah. So he's using the actual biggest nature thing that he can put into and saying, what is bigger, what is deeper, what is longer. And we see this also in the New Testament is, who can separate us? It's neither height nor depth, nor if I make my bed in hell, or if I, ascend to the highest mountains. That this type of language is communicated in not just who God is, but how he relates to our knowing our sin no more, as far as the east is from the west. So this type of language is consistent in Scripture of trying to relate in our mind something physical and here to explain this transcendent, this other thing that, well, what else would it be other than trying to explain it through this type of anthropomorphic means.
Right, so what's the highest thing you can think of, right? Heaven. Okay, God is higher than heaven, right? That kind of stuff, right? So right. What's the smallest thing you can think of? Well, for us, it might be some particle, right?
Yeah.
The Bose, whatever, what Higgins, do you call it? Bose-Higgins particle.
Yeah.
Well, God is greater than, But, they express, and poetry is like this. We would express something like this in the knowledge that we have, right?
We do it to our kids. How much do you love me? I love you this much. what is that quantity? Yeah. Well, no, I'm explaining it to you. Like if I stretch my arms out really, really far, I love you more than that. So, yeah.